Let's have a word with Catherine Lana. It's our monthly chat about books. She suggested that our book to read was The Girl Who Reads on the Metro by Christine Ferré-Fleury. Or something like that, Catherine.
Very nicely done.
So, what did you think?
Well, I loved it. Everything about it. I know you don't always read hard copy books, do you? But this book is rather special because it's got a lovely cover, intriguing title, and it's even got flaps on the paperback. I do like a book with flaps.
Oh, bless you!
And also the pages. They've got lovely big borders, so it's not too much text on the page. Everything about it is just lovely to pick up. But anyway, the book itself is a lovely story as well. It's about the character is called Juliet, and she's rather tired of her job. So the main delight of her day is the commute there and back, which of course we're not so familiar with these days. But she sits on the train and she reads her book. So she loses herself in another world, but she also enjoys looking at what other people are reading and imagining the lives that they lead through the choices of books that they've made. But one day she takes time out from the office, from her working day, and she walks the nearby streets and she comes across a bookshop and she meets the bookshop owner. And he's rather an intriguing character, and he opens up another world to her through her love of books. He encourages her to spread joy with books by inviting people to read books that she thinks would be particularly suited to them. And that's where the story takes off, really. So we find out a little bit more about their lives and a little bit about the choices that Juliet makes for other people. And it takes it from there. And, of course, she develops her love of reading as well. But I won't tell you any more, but in case you want to.
Do you want to spoil it for everyone? Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Because you also play the game as you go through it as to whether you recognise some of the books. Have I read that? Whether you recognise some of the quotes, yes, and things, don't you?
That's right. And actually, there's a reading list at the back of the book. And it's quite eclectic. There's lots of different things in there. So it's a great list to follow up after this book, introducing different titles, different authors that perhaps we wouldn't normally come across. So it's more than just one story. You've got all these other stories to follow afterwards. But also the way she describes books, it's not just, it's like me with them enjoying the physical side of the book as well as the story itself, because as Juliet describes certain things about the books, there are names for different types of a book. They call one a cuckoo when the books are the pages have been printed incorrectly.
Oh, right.
And there's the bookshop owner, rather strangely, if he thinks there's a bad story in this book, he'll put mint between the leaves of the pages so that at least it's got a nice smell. So a little bit eccentric, but just lovely. You know, I really like little gimmicks like that. I think it's delightful.
I was intrigued to see what people thought of it. So I had a look at sort of a bit of a browse on various, you know, book sites to see what people said. And it's a real Marmite book, don't you think, that people either really like it or they don't like it?
Yes. Well, because it's quite gentle as well, and I suppose also it's quirky, but also you could see it as a little bit twee, I suppose, if you think that, if you don't really want to believe that books can change your life. And also I think it's when you pick up a book, you have, you know, we've come to the books with all sorts of different emotions and different circumstances, and I think you can respond to a book differently just by the time in your life that you're going through.
I mean, it's very obvious at the moment, isn't it? I have to say that I keep raving. I've only recently discovered, I've always loved audio, you know, plays and so on, but I've discovered audio books recently because I just don't get the time to sit and read in the way. But yeah. Audio books are going home on an evening and listen to my audio book and doing the washing up. And Mark's getting fed up as he wanders around the house and there's me with my headphones in listening to this book.
Yes.
But it's opened up a whole new world so that I can actually hear books that when I don't have the time to read them.
That's right. They've certainly become very popular in recent times as well. I actually find that I usually put them on as I'm about to go to bed, so I usually fall asleep. I can't do that. Yes, while you're doing the ironing or something, very good.
I was reading, I've got a Horowitz at the moment, and I made the mistake at about 2:30 this morning, just switch it on to go back to sleep too, but did I go back to sleep?
Oh dear.
No. It's all right. I've nearly got to the end of the book now, so I was all right. I was very entertained. Look, I'm going to play a bit of music. I'm going to come back to you and you can tell us what our next book will be. But you've also got some suggestions for some lovely gifts for Christmas, haven't you, as well?
That's right, yes.
If I dare mention that C word that's coming up at the end of the year. I'll be back with you in a minute.